From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. After last week's Supreme Court decision, President Obama declared victory.
Victory for people all over this country whose lives will be more secure because of this law and the Supreme Court's decision to uphold it.
But there was one major gray cloud, or silver lining, depending on your point of view. While the Supreme Court upheld most of the health care law, its ruling gave states the ability to opt out of the expansion of Medicaid. This was supposed to be the major way Obama's health care law was going to cover people who are too poor to buy insurance. The ruling leaves a big question mark here in Missouri, where many lawmakers are dead set against all things Obamacare.
I can't imagine that there's going to be support in the House or the Senate for it, to be honest.
Republican State Representative Ryan Silvey chairs the House Budget Committee. In Missouri, expanding Medicaid would cover about 250,000 of the state's poorest. The federal government would foot the bill for the first 3 years, but by 2020, the state would have to step up and pay for 10%.
I mean, if somebody offered me a Ferrari and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to pay for that Ferrari for the first 3 years, but then after that, you have to pick up the payments. I'm smart enough to know that I don't have enough money to pay for that Ferrari.
Expanding Medicaid would mean state spending on the program would rise by 2 or 3% by the end of the decade, but federal spending in Missouri would go up by 20%. Funneling as much as $10 billion into the state.
It might be a good deal. If you had the money, it would be a great deal. I mean, but you can still go broke if you go shopping at sales all the time if you don't have the money to be shopping in the first place.
On the Senate side, Columbia's Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer chairs the Appropriations Committee. He says looking at the state budget, there's just one area where there's enough money to pay for this Medicaid expansion.
That's going to come from education. There's simply no other place to find that amount of money. And I think that's a public policy decision the state of Missouri as a whole needs to have.
So I think that is a trade-off that we need to have a conversation about.
Ryan Barker with the Missouri Foundation for Health.
You know, unfortunately, some initial reaction is the typical sort of knee-jerk that we would see of, we can't afford this. Well, my question would be, can we afford not to do this? Because in the long run, if we keep letting our population get sicker and sicker and not access primary care, it really does just cost us more down the road.
Not expanding Medicaid would also put hospitals in Missouri in a bit of a bind. Hospitals can't turn away patients because they lack insurance, but the federal government pays hospitals extra to compensate. Under the Affordable Care Act, hospitals struck a sort of a deal.
Hospitals, in exchange for having the newly covered, agreed to about $155 billion, and that's nationally, in cuts.
Mary Becker with the Missouri Hospital Association.
It will be a significant blow to hospitals to not have those individuals covered and have to take the reimbursement cuts.
The new Medicaid expansion would go into effect at the beginning of 2014. It would cover people in poverty up to 133% above the federal poverty level. Currently, that would be about $30,000 a year for a family of four. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.